The Queensland border is opening. This is so exciting. Yesterday, Anastasia Palaszczuk announced that the border would open to all of New South Wales as of the 1st of December. And then this morning, just minutes ago, announced that it would also open to Victoria on the 1st of December. So the borders are down. We're going to be able to travel for Christmas. I am so excited. In nine sleeps, I'm going to be seeing my family for the first time this year.
I don't want to get all
nine sleeps
political or anything like that, but, you know, I understand the borders have had to be closed. It's been a worldwide pandemic. It's been full on and, you know, love or hate the closures. They happened.
Kept us
but
safe.
My God, it has been so long. You know,
so
for people, particularly in the greater Sydney area.
Yeah.
And for people pretty much in the whole state of Victoria.
Yeah.
And that's the thing with Queensland. Like, a lot of people move up here. Queensland is probably, I don't know, I'm just spitballing here. I reckon it'd be one of the most transient states in Australia.
I reckon.
A lot of people, come to Queensland, visit Queensland. That just has
and
not
they fall
been
in
a
love
thing.
And stay.
Yeah. There are a lot of people in Queensland who have family members, loved ones in other states.
Yeah.
And I just can't even imagine the relief. Hold on, I'm one of those people. I can't imagine the relief. Hello to Mum and Dad in New South Wales. Forgot about you guys. Love you guys. But I'm lucky. Like, I've got a support network. I've got my own little family here.
Yes.
So I've been fine. But those people who don't have that, you know, yourself included a little bit, Gavs.
I found it very difficult because I have never in my life gone this long without seeing my family. And my sister is very heavily pregnant at the moment. I haven't seen her for her entire pregnancy. Mm. And it's just been really difficult. So nine sleeps and I'm back in their arms and giving them big squishy cuddles. And I'm so excited. Like, I'm actually close to tears. I'm so excited.
You're not even waiting to Christmas. You just,
nah,
the borders are open.
I'm going. And then I'll go again for Christmas.
I'm
making the most of it. But I'm sure there's plenty of people out there who are just as excited as me, if not more, about reuniting for Christmas. Especially, can you imagine? I'm sure there's plenty of these babies that have been born that have not met their grandparents or other family members. Can you? Your mum would be devastated if that were her.
Grandparents just, I don't know, having grandkids brings out a whole new beautiful side in your parents. Like, it's a side of them you don't, geez, I'm nearly getting to
you don't get to experience.
It's a side of them you don't experience
totally.
When you're their kid. You see this,
so
anyone who's had kids and then has good parents who are amazing grandparents knows exactly what I'm talking about.
Yeah.
Brings out a whole new thing. I can't even imagine that. And it's just been a year of that.
Of you, it
it's
has.
So much of it.
Well, 131060, give a little shout out to who you are so excited about reuniting with over Christmas. We'd love to hear your stories about who you've gone without for a fair few months now.
Alyssa is in Cairns. Alyssa, who's your border buddy that you miss?
My partner, actually, he joined the army left the day after Mother's Day, and we haven't seen him since. My daughter has been devastated the whole time, crying every night for her daddy, but we are almost there.
How old's your daughter?
She's four.
Oh, wow. She would be missing him so much.
I can't imagine.
Oh, my
God. I've got mad respect for people like your husband.
Yeah.
Like, to be away from kids at that age, too, because they do so much growing when they're at that age. And a lot of people in the defense, big love to all those people because that is such a sacrifice you make.
Yeah.
Oh, man. Imagine the cuddles.
It's gonna be so good.
I know.
Thank you for that. I'm 131060, I should say. Zoe's here. Morning, Zoe.
Morning.
Who are you excited to reunite with, Zoe?
I'm really excited to reunite with my sister, my brother-in-law, and her four sons. She recently had her fourth son through the mid of the crisis down in Bendigo, Victoria. So they're all coming here for Christmas now, and I couldn't be happier.
So you haven't met your new little nephew yet?
No, I haven't.
Oh, you're going to meet the little baby. Oh, that's so adorable.
There's a lot of them too, huh?
Yeah, four.
Yeah,
Jetstar, I'll be loving you guys. That's great. 131060, is this Talia?
Yes.
Hi, Talia.
Hi.
Who are you excited to reunite with, Talia?
My dad.
Oh, where is he?
Oh, where's dad?
He's in WA.
Oh, good one.
Yeah,
so you haven't seen him in quite some time.
Yeah, so we got back in touch about a year ago. We'd been distant for about 5 years. We finally reunited. And then COVID happened. I had my daughter admit all the COVID stuff.
No, right.
And now she's nearly 8 months old, so he hasn't met any of his grandbabies yet.
Oh.
And so he was meant to come over just before she was born. so we could meet everybody, like all the little kids, and, you know, be there to help out and stuff. But yeah, haven't met her.
Well, that's going to be so special.
I can say too, like, as a father myself of a little girl, like, yeah, no matter what's happened in the past, Talia, like, you are daddy's little girl. There is something about that daddy-daughter relationship, no matter what water's under the bridge. And, however excited you are, I can imagine he would be just as excited. That's so good. We're so happy for you.
Shaking.
Yeah, that's so good. I'm so excited for you, Talia.
Good on you. That's beautiful. Tash is here on 131060. Who's your border buddy? Who are you just gunning to see?
My entire family from Victoria.
Oh, so who are we talking? Mum, dad, siblings?
Yeah, my grandparents, my aunties, uncles that I'm really, really close with. We had a baby in April, and she's met nobody.
No,
all of his grandparents are in Victoria and New South Wales, so none of them have been able to come up and see them.
Oh, my goodness. Wow. That's going to be adorable. So little bub is going to be introduced, like, in The Lion King. I'm imagining, like, on Pride Rock, just lift her up in front of everyone.
Savannah.
Very much so.
It's going to be great. Cliffo and Gabby on Hit.